This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Sri Lanka's president gave the military sweeping police power starting Tuesday in the wake of the Easter bombings that killed nearly 300 people. While officials disclosed that intelligence agencies had warned weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by the radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
The suicide bombing struck three churches and three luxury hotels Sunday in the island nation's deadliest violence since a devastating civil war ended in 2009. The government shut down some social media. Armed security forces patrolled the largely deserted central streets in the capital, Colombo, and a curfew went into effect. Adding to the tensions, three unexploded bombs blew up Monday inside a van parked near one of these stricken churches. Michael Brown, VOA News.
The United States is ending its sanction waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the decision.
Our goal has been to get countries to cease importing Iranian oil entirely. Last November, we granted exemptions from our sanctions to seven countries and to Taiwan. With this, it is to give our allies and partners to wean themselves off of Iranian oil and to assure a well-supplied oil market. Today, I am announcing that we will no longer grant any exemptions. We're going to zero across the board.
The waivers will end on May 2nd for three allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. North Korea confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un will soon visit Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. The summit comes at a crucial moment for tenuous diplomacy meant to rid North Korea of its nuclear arsenal. North Korea has so far not gotten what it wants, relief from crushing international sanctions. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A House chairman on Monday subpoenaed former White House counsel Don McGahn as Democratic leaders moved to deepen their investigation of President Donald Trump while bottling up talk among their rank and file of impeaching him. Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler was one of six powerful committee leaders making their case on a conference call with other House Democrats late in the day that they are effectively investigating Trump-related matters ranging from potential obstruction to his personal and business taxes. Tensions are rising between Sudan's military and protesters who have held a weeks-long sit-in around army headquarters in Khartoum. As Naba Mohideen reports, the protesters have vowed to stay until the country returns to civilian rule.
Sudan's Transitional Military Council on Monday warned protesters it plans to clear the streets around the defense ministry. Meanwhile, protesters called for an even bigger demonstration, raising the risk of confrontation. After weekend talks with protest leaders broke down, the military council issued a statement calling for barricades around the sit-in, which started April 6, to be immediately removed. The group leading the protest, the Sudanese Professionals Association, suspended talks with the military Sunday because it refused the SPA's demand to promptly hand power to a civilian council. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists. The court upheld seven-year prison sentences for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. The court did not give a reason for its decision. Walloon and Jossau were not present at that ruling. Reporters were arrested in December 2017 and sentenced last September after being accused of illegally possessing official documents, which is a violation of a colonial-era law. Walloon and Jossau also earlier this month shared with their colleagues a Pulitzer Prize for international reporting. Aerospace writer from the AP, Marcia Dunn, reports the SpaceX Dragon crew capsule that flew to the International Space Station last month was engulfed in smoke and flames during testing over the weekend.
SpaceX is saying that fortunately no one was hurt. The area was clear for testing like this. They're not giving out a lot of details right now. SpaceX and NASA are both stressing this is why you test on the ground, so that when you're in flight, these kinds of problems don't crop up.
In addition to SpaceX, Boeing is working on a competing project called Starliner. NASA recently announced a delay in that program as well. Voting began in the third and largest phase of India's staggered general election on Tuesday. The general election has seven phases and will end on May 19th. Follow Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.